All right, everyone. I like being early, so we're going to start a little bit early. First of all, who's enjoying the room? Yes? Yeah? Yeah, make some noise. Come on. Oh, there we go. It's all Will's work, by the way, so thank him after this fact. All right, I have the pleasure of introducing Will again today. He started our event off this morning, and he's continuing here helping us do it today. He recently took up bouldering and fell 2 meters his first time of doing it and still keeps going on. I have to admit, that is impressive. Take it away, Will.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm quickly plugging this talk because one of our speakers dropped out. So if I'm going anywhere near over time, just let me know. Just cut me off. It's fine. And what I want to talk about is a little bit of work I did while I was a neuroscience researcher. I think we had one of those in earlier. Anyone else neuroscience? No, not a single one. Never mind. Well, doesn't matter. It was there was some interesting work I did while I was a neuroscientist that looked at how to reverse engineer the causality between different brain regions. So the idea is we go out, we take fMRI of somebody, we take EEG, we get a signal of how their brain activity evolves over time, and what we want to understand is how these different brain regions are interacting with each other to produce this activity, which is, as well, it's a useful thing to be able to do in research, it's potentially useful in medical applications as well. And what we're actually doing here at its core is something I think it's really interesting and it's really powerful. We're simultaneously estimating a causal system that has engineered our behavior, and we're parameterizing it at the same time with the values that made that happen. And that's actually a really difficult and challenging problem to do. And it's a bit of a shame that the technology is sort of confined to academia at the moment. So this project